Hi there. This is the first in what could be a series of podcasts. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with this yet. It's 4:31 in the morning. I'm not tired, not particularly sleepy, so I figured I'd go ahead and post something here. This is draft two. I did a first one. It sounded completely ridiculous. I couldn't even bother editing it, mostly because I'm probably more tired than I give myself credit for and really should sleep. But I had something to say, and I really didn't want to type it all out in my blog, so I figured I'd try to do this. I've been saying that I was going to do this for a very long time, and there's no time like the present. Yes, it's my 4 a.m. decisions that get me somewhere. So, I was up tonight with Tony, and I dropped him off in the middle of his suburban household, and middle of any particular neighborhood that's been around for 10, 15 years, and driving through the neighborhood, getting back onto main streets that'll take me to where I'm going, and I notice a certain strangeness to suburbia at night. 3 a.m. in the middle of all of these 20, 30-year-old houses, it's a creepy feeling. There's a certain malevolence about a house. Houses are different than other buildings. Houses are full of people's lives. Houses are full of our stuff, our secrets, our hopes, our dreams. Everything that is us goes in a house. People can be born and die in a house much more than they would in your average everyday office building. Ghosts inhabit houses, not cubicles. Sure, there's the odd exception or two, but for the most part, a house is a very personal idea to everyone. Which is why I personally find them really creepy. Maybe it's just me, but driving past all of these houses with their soulless eyes and their closed doors, you can't help but wonder what these people are doing behind those doors. People are going about their lives where no one can see them, where they can be themselves, indulge their darkest desires and their strangest dreams. And the house watches all this with a sort of detached indifference. A house is like a tree or a mountain, maybe not as extreme as a mountain, but a lot like a tree. They operate on a very different time scale than us. We exist day to day. A house, a tree exists year to year, decade to decade. Very unchanging. They're static things, but whereas a tree is fairly harmless, it grows, it nurtures, it creates fruit or seeds or flowers or whatever it is trees do. A house is a dead husk created by us, a tomb of once living things to store all of our other dead things. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but our row upon row of mausoleums where we all tuck ourselves away at night doesn't strike me as the most comforting thought in the world. But people do love their houses and they do love having their private space, and I guess I can't fault them for that. But you have to wonder what kind of residuals these leave on these houses. People who are maybe not the most balanced people in the world, or harmful, all this psychic energy building up, and you drive past these houses, can't help but wonder what they're doing behind these doors. Some of them, even at 3 in the morning, have lights still on inside, and you drive past them and you can't help but wonder, is that worse or better than the houses that are dark? Houses are dark, people are probably asleep. Maybe they're doing things in the dark, you never know. But in light, these people, dead of night, no one's around, they have something to do that they don't want you to know about. Something private. And I'm just as guilty. Here I am sitting recording a podcast, but I'm doing it in an apartment, and I don't have lights on. And personally, I admit that most of the things I do are kind of creepy. The problem is, these people, with all of their good things and bad things, build and build upon the house, and a house doesn't have humanity, it doesn't have consciousness, it just is. It's our cesspool of our best and worst things, and since so many people are way more negative than they are positive, I can't help but think that there are all of these not so good houses out there. So you drive past them, and they feel very empty, but yet full of purpose. A watch guard over people's interior private lives. And you feel rebuffed. You are not part of that. You are a stranger. Row upon row of people ostracizing you as you drive by. Houses scolding you for even looking, even thinking about what might be going on behind those doors. course, the house is a creepy idea is not new. Like I said, haunted houses are the stereotypical archetype for that sort of thing. Another examination of houses as a unsettling idea is in the book House of Leaves, which I've recommended to absolutely everyone I know who reads books. None of them have read it. It's their loss, really. It's a great book. I don't mean to plug, but I can only go on about houses so long. Figured I'd share. It was a thought, and I like sharing some of my thoughts sometimes. And like I said, was really too lazy to write it all down. It wouldn't have translated quite as well, I think, in the written form as it would spoken. If you reach the end of this, this is kind of a test just to see audio levels, how this is going to work, uploading, stuff like that. If you like it, great. If you don't, let me know, and I might never do this again. I probably will, though, and you're just gonna have to suffer or not listen. Maybe next time I'll be a little more lucid or a little more drunk. Whichever. Maybe I'll put up a poll, see what people think. This has definitely come across with a lot more energy than the last one, so that's good. Second drafts are nice. I haven't figured out the editing yet, so it's going to be a one shot. So all the flubs and stumbles and ums and ahs and pauses, that's me trying to think as fast as I talk, and that never works. I'm sure eventually you're going to have 3 minutes of me spouting complete and utter gibberish. Ask anyone who knows me personally, I do it all the time. Everyone have a good night. I'll see about putting this up tonight. We'll see if I can get everything working. If not, I'll put it up sometime this weekend, and you can all enjoy the horrors that is this podcast. And that's in quotes, but I'm not going to put up air quotes because that's really, really lame.